But first, it's like sand through the hourglass. The days of our lives on Adelaide beaches. If you live anywhere near West Beach or Henley Beach, or if you're planning on heading down there this week or this weekend, you may need to listen up because some of the access ways have been closed. Paul Sutton is the CEO of Charles Sturt Council Area and joins you this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure.
So tell us, which access ways have been closed and why?
Well, it's pretty variable at the moment. Essentially what we have is the entire beach level from West Beach through to Henley South, and as far up as Henley is very much lower than what we traditionally have seen it. And that's not due to storm activity or anything, because we've had actually a pretty mild summer. But just overall, over many, many years, the flow of sand naturally that moves from south to north along our metropolitan coasts has just gotten to a point where many of those beach access ways, where we have stairs or in some case disability ramps coming down to the beach, when we get to the end point of that, there's just a large drop off. So we're doing things like moving sandbags into place and just trying to move small amounts of sand around the area so that people don't have a 2 foot, 2 foot 6 drop off at the bottom of the steps onto the sand, or sometimes there's a concrete plinth at the bottom, which would have been the foundation for the steps, just to make sure that it's safe for people. But if we can't do that, we're having to close some of those access ways.
Okay, because I was about to say, maybe, you know, surely you could get something like a bobcat and top the sand up, but then it'll just blow away again.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing, and we're monitoring it pretty much daily to make sure that we keep on top of that as best as possible. But sometimes there just isn't the sand around, because in some of the locations we're down to essentially, you know, rocks poking through the base, which is the clay base that sits below the sand level. And if there isn't anything there, there's not much you can do.
How often does this happen, Paul? It seems like we're constantly talking about erosion and sand movement along the coastline.
Well, it's a long-term problem, and we've had interim solutions across the years. State government is doing a further review in it, which it says will take another 12 months. And we would hope that we would have a long-term and sustainable solution at the end of that. But there is an urgency to make sure that we have sand coming in. So it's a distribution problem as much as anything. We've got sand across the metropolitan beaches, and as you would probably be aware, that the sand from Glenelg down to Kingston Park, so south of Brighton, is recirculated on a regular basis. So that sort of manages those coastlines. And that's been really successful and is building up a good dune interface across the coast down in those southern areas. We need some form of a solution that deals with these areas that are in the southern part of city of Charles Sturt.
So is this getting worse? Is this the worst you've seen it?
Yeah, this is pretty much the worst that we've seen it. The area, as an example, around the Henley Beach Surf Club and Joe's Kiosk, if you look at the wall that forms the foundation of Joe's Kiosk, the sand level there would be a metre, metre and a half lower than what it has been in the past traditionally. So we're seeing foundations exposed. We're getting to the point where we're starting to be quite concerned about damage to infrastructure. That is, things like those walls, the pathway being at risk. So we really do need to increase the entire beach level so that provides protection as we head into winter and essentially the storm season.
That is the voice of Paul Sutton, the CEO of the City of Charles Sturt. Nikolai and Stacey with you for breakfast on ABC Radio Adelaide. So, Paul, what is a long-term solution? Because it seems like any government could just keep pumping heaps of money into moving sand around, but if it's just going to keep disappearing, is that sustainable?
Yeah, well, essentially what happens is the area from West Beach and Henley South, about 100,000 cubic metres of sand moves northward each year. And that happens all along our coastline. The example I gave before of Kingston Park down to Glenelg, similar occurrence happens there. And what happens there is the pipeline simply pumps that sand back again. And so that it is a sustainable cycle, if you like. And we need some form of sustainable cycle for these beaches in the central area. At the moment, it's one-way flow, and that flow is heading northward. And over a period of years, you aggregate that volume of sand forward, and essentially we are faced with the situation that we have now.
Is that another pump then, another pipeline?
Well, that certainly has been the Department of Environment and Water's preferred solution up until this latest review. So we'll see what comes out of this current review. It seems that when you look across the country that is the likely solution, but if they find another solution that is effective, then council doesn't have a position on that. We just want the problem solved.
Right. Okay. I was about to say, you don't sound convinced about the pipeline, or do you have any other ideas?
We're quite convinced about the pipeline. We think that's actually a good solution.
Okay.
And we would be quite happy to see that proceed. There's been some people in the community and some interest groups that have been against that. And so for those reasons, I think the government has wanted to make sure that it's thorough in exploring all of the alternatives. But with each further review that happens, it takes more time, and we continue to just watch the sand being eroded from these locations.
And so is that the sticking point that a lot of people say, oh, yeah, pump's a good idea, but don't put it out the front of my place?
There's a bit of that, yeah.
Okay. All right. The other alternatives are trucking sand, I guess, but then you've got, I imagine, quite a few truck movements.
Yeah, that's been traditionally what's happened in these areas. But as you would know, trucks on the beach are never a good look. You know, they interfere significantly with the amenity, people's activity. You've got trucks going up and down the roadways, in some places through residential streets to capture the sand. There's a lot of manual handling that goes involved with excavators to load the trucks, etc. So it's a highly flexible solution, you would say, but it's one that has significant impacts on people's amenity.
Okay. And Paul, while we've got you, CEO of Charles Sturt Council, we were just talking about the baseball last night.
Yes, very exciting to see the collection shield coming back home to South Australia over such an enormously long time.
Yeah.
The baseball field is just located on essentially state-managed land between the City of West Torrens and the City of Charles Sturt. So both councils will be really joyous in celebrating the collection shield coming home to South Australia.
Yeah, I can imagine. And it was very strange because I was looking it up this morning. The ground where they played is, in West Beach, and as you mentioned, in between both councils. But who's responsible for the sprinklers?
Well, the entirety of the land. So it's essentially a sporting hub together with the West Beach Caravan Park, and it's all managed by an authority under a state government act. So it's separate from either of the councils and is managed in its own right.
Ah, okay. So some poor public servants somewhere forgot to turn them off and they've just turned on the crowd.
Well, after 43 years, maybe those things can happen sometimes.
Yeah, you've got a point.
Cool down the excitement of the crowd, yeah.
That's it.
All right, Paul, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Stacey. Thanks, Nicola.
Paul Sutton, the CEO of the City of Charles Sturt. And yeah, he's probably got a point there.
Yes.
If you have to turn the sprinklers off every week for a big game, yeah, fair enough if you forget you've got some criticism. But if it's been 43 years...
You think that'd be circled in the calendar a little bit, wouldn't you? Baseball finals, circle. Make sure the lights go on.
Yeah. And the sprinklers don't.
Yep.
It is 22 minutes past 7 on ABC Radio Adelaide, and we'll be talking to Aaron Bryans a little bit more about the baseball championship, and also he'll be revealing the first entrant into the SA Sport Hall of Fame. This is something we're going to be doing weekly with Aaron, so I'm very excited to hear a little bit more about this week's entrant into the Sports Hall of Fame. But up next, a weather balloon on the coast of the United States, or a spy balloon shot down? Keith Souter will bring you all the information you need to know.
Celebrate Sydney World Pride 2023.
All right, let's get our feathers on. Go.